produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So we've just been talking to Sherry Yu all about essential silver and its many uses. Sherry, can you tell me how, in simple terms, how the silver works to build immunity?
So what we found in our independent lab testing is that silver, because it is microbicidal, and that antimicrobial action is instant upon contact. So let's say I'm in a mall and I'm maybe at the cashier and I'm paying for, you know, something I bought, and the person standing next to me starts coughing. I usually try and hold my breath in instances like that. But invariably, I'm going to, you know, end up breathing the air that she coughed into. So in that instance, I could have picked up, you know, whatever germs, you know, she put into the air, and that would go into my system. So in that case, I would really whip out my little spray, which I always carry in my purse. I would spray my throat, or might even open it up and gargle a little bit, just in case I picked up some of those germs. The silver would kill it right away. So certainly that's one way that silver can build immunity, is that if you take it regularly, it will deal with, you know, whatever germs you've picked up in the course of your day. The key thing to remember, though, is that silver needs to come into contact with that part of your body that needs the silver. So, for example, if I have something bothering my eyes, drinking it is probably not going to relieve that itch in my eyes. I'm going to have to use it in my eyes.
And Sherry, it's very safe to use as a nasal spray or an eye drop?
Now, certainly we have had many customers tell us that they have used it in their eyes and in their mucous membranes, you know, in their, just as a nasal spray. We and our staff have certainly used it for those purposes, and we have not heard any cases of any, you know, contraindication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. With the silver, can you use it on wee ones? Like, you can use it on infants and babies, can't you?
Well,
I guess that might be kind of a tough question, but don't they put it in babies' eyes when they're born and things like that?
You know what? Actually, in the 60s, the World Health Organization passed a law that all countries, when a newborn baby is born, they have to add silver nitrate drops into the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If in case the baby picked up any bacteria going through the birth canal, the silver nitrate will certainly kill those bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, you know, we all didn't know, you know, after you give birth to your baby, the doctor is fussing over the baby. And actually, in the instance, they've actually dropped some silver nitrate drops into the baby's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So and also in burn wards, don't they use like a silver cream for putting on burns?
Yes, we have an antibiotic gel that is, you know, licensed by Health Canada, and anyways, all our products have got the NHHP license. So yeah, we have a natural antibiotic gel that is basically a topical, is for topical application. And it's got the 22 ppm ionic silver, and we've just come up with a new gel that's 32 ppm. It's a super strength one.
Oh, those would be great. Very handy for every first aid kit.
Yes, for sure. It's interesting, we conducted a study about this. We conducted a study with the super strength gel. We had a senior woman who had cracked and bleeding heels. There was actually fissures in her heels. Poor lady had this chronic condition. And she took part in our study. She applied the 32 ppm gel on her worst heel and the 22 ppm gel on her other heel. And she did this over a period of 2 weeks, you know, three times a day. And she monitored it and she took notes. And at the end of 2 weeks, she reported that the 32 ppm brought about faster healing than the 22 ppm gel. So that was really good to hear.
Mm-hmm. That it's just so many uses. There's literally hundreds of uses that you can have for this silver. Is there?
It's amazing. And every day, it's almost like every week we learn, you know, of something new. We have customers tell us, you know, inventive ways that they use the silver. Some people have told us they spray on top of their jam.
I've learned
to spray on top of any food, you know, that we buy that we think, oh, well, maybe it's going to go bad soon. You know, before we put it in the fridge, we'll spray it with the silver.
A preservative. Wonderful. So, and it's also, can you see yourself going into oral hygiene kind of things with it being so good for periodontal disease and sore throats, and or just the one silver bottle will do it, just to spray?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was just wondering if you'd be going into different like toothpastes and mouthwashes and all that, because it just seems like it would be exceedingly good where there's so many germs in the mouth.
I know. Well, there's actually already silver toothpaste available.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have been testing it as a mouthwash. Personally, I use the silver as a mouthwash. How I take my silver every day is I have a bottle next to my toothbrush before I brush my teeth. You know, I take a swig and I gargle it. You know, I swish it around my mouth for oral health, gum health, and I gargle to get rid of all those germs lurking there that create bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then I swallow it. So, yeah, we have been, you know, testing it as a mouthwash. So that's possibly something that, you know, we might actually bring out somewhere down the pipe.
Okay. And Sherry, what strength is that you use every day? That you just have sitting in your bathroom?
Well, I just use the 10. And that's because, you know, after using the silver for about 13 years now, I really don't get sick at all.
Mm-hmm.
My kids can come back from school, can come back from work with everything, you know, that they want to bring home. I have friends who come, you know, friends who say, hey, I'm sick, I don't want to come visit you. I said, no worries, just come.
Just spray them down when they get there.
That's right, yeah. Spray them down first before they get in, right? But really, so I don't get sick anymore. So I'm at that level where I just need a 10.
Yeah, that's great. So there are three different strengths in the essential silver from Jardine Naturals. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about silver? Any folklore, any stories? We're going to have to wrap up quick.
Sure. I know a common question I've always been asked is, how do I know what is good quality silver?
Right.
So a couple of things I tell people. Firstly, look and see whether the product is licensed by Health Canada. Because in order to get the licensing, there is a lot of rigorous testing that needs to be done. Stability testing, microbiological testing, constantly regular testing, to, you know, every single year batch testing. So one, look and see whether there's a license from Health Canada, whether it's licensed. Secondly is whether the license covers injection, because some products have not met the rigorous testing that's needed, and they, you know, they are not recommended for internal use.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I ask people is look at the color of the product.
Right.
Good quality colloidal silver or ionic silver, they're really very similar terms, should be clear and almost colorless. Sometimes there might be a slight gray tinge, especially if you go into the higher concentration, but it should never be amber or gold colored, because that's an indication that there's been additives, usually in the presence of gelatin,
okay. In
the form of gelatin. And that basically, it's a way of reducing manufacturing costs.
Okay. Well, Sherry, you've been so informative, and this has just been a great educational on silver. And if anybody needs any more information, how can they find you?
Well, our website is jardinenaturals.com, and we have a lot of information there. If not, phone number, contact information is available on our website as well. We're based in Greater Vancouver, and you know, we are on Pacific Standard Time, and they can reach us that way.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thank you
for having me. And thank you to Alan, the producer of the show, and all the radio stations across Canada who are carrying it. Have a healthy and happy day.